Blog Talk Radio.
It's me again, the number one wrong rapper. Welcome to Live in the with Jay. Guys, we might be having a little bit of problems, but it's okay. We're going to get through. Welcome to another great show. We haven't been speaking to each other in a while, and we're getting to change. We got a lot of things to talk about today. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the gasoline. Mayoral race. We're going to be joined by our candidate, Mr. Walker Reed, as he come on the show and give us a diagnosis of what it is that he is going to bring to the communities in Gastonia once he wins this race. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of great things that I think he has in store for the area. So we're going to be talking to him momentarily, and we're also going to talk about what's going on in our local community and how we're going to be able to get things where they need to be in our local community, because our communities are hurting. There's all kind of problems that we really need to look at when it comes to our local communities here in Gastonia, and one of them is a big pet peeve for me, and that is the educational system. And you guys, I might tend to go into a little tangent when I get to talking about the education here in Gastonia. You know, I don't want to get into it now, but we will talk about that, because there's some issues that need to be addressed. There's some things that need to happen. And one of the main things that need to happen is we need to revamp what's going on with our education system. We also need to look at restructuring how our inner city children are being able to spend most of their time. They spend most of their time behind a computer screen. And you know, that's good, but we need to change some of that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, I would not get off the show if we're not talking about what's going on a national level. We got some buffoonery going on, guys, and I'm telling you, we need to pay close attention, because this is going to trickle down to our communities. We got to pay attention. Number to call is 347-445-7405. And then lastly, we're going to talk a little bit about, I got some plans, guys. I'm looking to do some special things in the Gastonia area again when it comes to the Independent Artist Festival. I know we're running late this year, but, you know, I got something up my sleeve for this year's fifth annual Independent Artist Festival, and I want it to be a great success. So, number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live today with Jay.
My hands so full of our hope.
believe that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
what's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class. Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get 'em, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, we're going to be joined by a very special guest momentarily. Real quick, I wanted to say to the people in the Gastonia area, if you have not registered to vote, go register to vote. Get out there and vote. I'm telling you, I cannot stress to you how important it is for us to get a voice and let our vote count and exercise our right to be heard. And I'm telling you, it's one of those moments when we have to really think about what we want for the future of our children. Do we want our young people to continue to grow up in communities that are crime-ridden, high rate of high school dropout, teenage pregnancy. Do we want children to grow up with this? Do we want them to continue to fight and struggle to break the bonds of this type of thing that goes on? Because, you know, look, I'm going to be real. There are areas where, you know, this is something that happens daily. This is what our children see when they look out their front doors in some communities. They see drugs. They see young girls, young males, prostitutes. High rates of teenage pregnancy. Things that should not be happening in this day and age, but they are still happening. And people are turning a blind eye to some of these things. You know, I tell you guys all the time, and I'm not going to make this a big thing, but I tell you guys all the time that, especially in the black community, there was a point in time where we could say that the outsiders are holding us back. But that day is gone, guys. Right now, it starts within our community. Right now, we need to continue to try to do the right thing in our community and not try to blame other people just by the color of their skin. Guys, it's much bigger than that. I'm telling you, if you don't believe me, take a look around at what's going on in your communities. Race is an issue. I'm not going to lie. It's an issue. But it is not to the totality that what mainstream is making it. There are bigger fish to fry, and I'm telling you, if we don't stick together and get this done, go out and vote and get the right people in office, then I promise you we are going to be singing the blues again, and our young people are going to be the ones to suffer from it. I'm not going to hold you guys any longer. So, without further ado, my first guest I'm going to bring on the show, brother I really had the chance to sit down and really get to talk to. And, you know, this, sometimes you just feel good about things people say, personalities people have. You just feel good about it. And I really, truly feel good about this brother. And I think that there's a lot of good things that we are getting ready to see when this election is over in Gastonia. So without further ado, I want to welcome to the show none other than mayoral candidate for Gastonia, North Carolina, Mr. Walker Reed. Mr. Walker Reed, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Jay.
How's it going? I really appreciate the late notice. I appreciate you being able to come on and bless us with some of this knowledge that you're getting ready to give us. I appreciate you taking the time.
It's my pleasure, brother. It's my pleasure. You had me grooving there, man. That cut on there you had come back to me.
Yeah.
That was pretty nice. That was pretty nice.
You know what, Walker? I tell you what, all the music I play on here, besides Calvin Richardson, I play Calvin a lot on here because he frequents the show, but all the music I play on here, these guys are not even signed by a major label. They are independent artists.
Oh, really? Oh, that was nice. Yeah. That was nice. That had me going. You cut it off too soon on me, though.
I know. I got some more for you. I got a lot more for you. A lot more for you.
Okay.
Brother,
okay.
Thank you for coming on the show. Tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what's at stake come Tuesday. Then we're going to get down to the meat of the situation.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me thank you for this opportunity. And to the listeners, thank you for tuning in. I am Walker Reed. I'm a candidate for mayor for the city of Gastonia. Let's give you a little background on myself. First of all, my slogan is that I'm fair, I'm proven, and I'm experienced. I come to you with 32 years of city and county government experience. I worked for the city of Gastonia as a firefighter and a fire inspector for 9 years. I had the opportunity to go to Mecklenburg County just across the river and worked in the capacity of an assistant fire marshal, fire and life safety educator for 23 years. A total of 32 years in government. I had the pleasure also serving you as your city councilman here in the city of Gastonia for 16 consecutive years. That was seven terms. Four of those terms, which equated to 10 years, I was your mayor pro tem. I've also had the opportunity of being a fire instructor here at Gaston College to come back and try to ingrain some of my knowledge into the younger generations about a career opportunity in the fire service. So that's why I say that I am proven and I'm experienced. I'm running because I'm sort of disturbed about what has happened since I stepped down. Now, keep in mind, I was not voted out of office. I stepped down in 2011 because I was burnt out. Working three full-time jobs took its toll on me, so I needed a break. But I've been out for the past 6 years, took the opportunity to spend time with my family and spend some time with grandkids. I got my band back together from the 70s. We're called Image. Just had some opportunity to just to distress and enjoy life. But when I see the state that Gastonia in now, especially after serving on the 2000 and 2010 All-American City teams, which we did to bring city pride to Gastonia, and you fast forward now to the year 2017, and most recently we was ranked on 24/7 Wall Street as one of the 45th worst cities to live in, not only in the state of North Carolina, but in the United States. And right. I'm talking about out of the 551 cities with a population over 65,000. Hearing that information really disturbed me. And the only way something like that can happen, two reasons, either leadership or the lack thereof. And I'm going with the second. So that's why I chose, with a conviction on my heart, to get back in the game and to go file to run to be the mayor for the city of Gastonia. Gastonia is a great city. I'm a Gastonia native, born and raised here, and I love this city. As I mentioned earlier, I worked in Mecklenburg County for 23 years. I've had plenty of opportunities to move away. But I'm from the mindset that if everybody pick up and pack up and move away, who's going to be here to make a difference? And I want to be the difference, and that's why I'm running to be the mayor of the city of Gastonia.
That's right. That's right, brother. That is right. You said a mouthful, and I'm telling you, if you guys is listening, if you're not getting any of these jewels, I promise you, this is just what you get talking to this young man. But you know, Ms. Reed, I agree with you. There needs to be some stability brought to Gastonia. There needs to be a newborn love for the community and the township that you live in. It's a great place. I agree with you. And there's lots of opportunities. There's lots of opportunities, but there can be even more opportunities. And speaking of that, what is one of the things that you, as mayor, would want to see Gastonia progress in?
Well, the first thing that I want to address is our image. Gastonia, now a lot of times we look at Gastonia from the inside out, but in working in Mecklenburg County for 23 years, I had opportunity to see Gastonia from the outside in. And Gastonia, the way it is now, is to me, it's not a very inviting city. It's not a city that's open to bring in other cultures. We have a lot of different cultures here in Gastonia. We have the African-American culture. We have the Caucasian culture. We have the Hispanic Latino. We have Indian culture. I don't think we're embracing the various cultures here in Gastonia to exemplify our city in the way that it should be. So that's one of the main things that I want to enhance the relationships that we have with other metropolitan cities, such as Charlotte. The other towns and cities within Gaston County, I want to be the face and the ambassador for the city. Therefore, if I'm out there as the face of the city, stirs me when our current mayor has been in office for the past 6 years. And I've been on the campaign trail now a little over 2 months. On an average of three times a week, somebody would ask me, who are you running against, or what are you running for? And I said, I'm running for mayor. Well, who is the mayor now? Or do we have a mayor? I had the opportunity to serve with two well-known mayors. Jake Garland was the first mayor I served with, and I had the pleasure of serving with Jenny Stoltz for 12 years. I don't recall of anybody ever asking me who the mayor was during that tenure. So I think the mayor should be the glorified cheerleader, the ambassador for the city. The mayor should be the person that's selling the city. So one of my first things that I want to address is addressing the negative image that Gastonia has.
Yes, I agree with you. Now, as in that negative image, do you think some of that comes from maybe the job situation here in Gastonia or Gaston County?
I think that's part of it, but I think it's the lack of city pride as well. A lot of times we can be our own worst enemy. You know, the study addressed the crime statistics. Gastonia poverty rate was like 19.7%, as well above the national average of 14.7%. Then it went on to talk about, you know, our crime rate. And only we can address those things. You know, I think it's just a matter of wanting to take back our city, being a positive part of our city. And those are the things that attract jobs. With these types of statistics, it's a deterrent to jobs wanting to come here. For the simple reason, it's looked upon as a negative. It's a high crime area. It's a low education area. It's a lack of educated workers there. I think we need to change our image. We need to change our image from the inside out so that we'll be more attractive from the outside in, if I'm making sense.
You make perfect sense. Perfect sense. And I agree with you. From within, I totally agree with you. Now, I know that the gentleman that you're running against has not been too active in the community. When you come into the mayor seat, how active do you want to be in the community? How visible do you want to be in the community?
Well, I think, and I want to ask you a question by making this statement. Let the work that I've done speak for me. When I represented the city council for 16 years, my area was Ward 4, which is the northwest part of the city. That includes the Howland and Murder School community. I don't remember too many people asking who their councilman was during my tenure because I was very active as the city council. As a matter of fact, I think I was overly active. That's why I was burnt out because sometimes it's not good to be good. A lot of times I received calls from people that did not live in my ward because I had a reputation of getting things done. So the same tenacity that I had as a councilman, I would have as the mayor of the city. Now, the only difference is I am the mayor for the entire city of Gastonia, not just Ward 4, not just for African Americans. I will be the mayor for the city of Gastonia. Therefore, we have to start holding our elected officials accountable. We have six councilmen that represents wards 1 through 6. First of all, it would behoove us to know who our councilman is. Second of all, it's up to us to hold our councilman responsible. I can't be everything and everything for everybody. So I don't want to paint the picture that I'm going to be a miracle worker or I'm going to be a major problem solver. I'm a good listener, and I'm a good person to pursue things that need to be done. But I think it's time, if you hold me accountable as your councilman and now hopefully will be your mayor, why would you not hold the other six individuals that's holding down those seats responsible? So that's something as an educational process that I would like to put out there to let people know you have a total of seven people that's representing you on the city council, and it's time that you hold those people accountable.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely right. And now, what advice would you give some of the people who, which, you know, unfortunately have that are new to this political realm, and they want things done, they want their voice heard. What advice would you give them to make sure that their voice is heard? And I know you probably just touched on a little bit of it, but those that are out there listening that's lost, what would you give them to do?
First of all, complaining about things doesn't change things. Mm-hmm. You have to get involved with the process. You know, it amazed me how lackadaisical some of us take voting. But we mm-hmm. want to march, and we want to complain, and we want to rally for different occasions. Let mm-hmm. me tell you how important your vote is. On the local level, you have the opportunity to vote for your councilman, commissioner, judges, senators, congressmen, the DA. You know, all these people adversely affect your life at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it's more important to go out to vote for the in the presidential election when during these municipal elections like coming up next Tuesday. These decisions, these votes, these individuals that are voted into office, they're here on the grassroots level. They're the ones that's making the decisions that affect your lives. And I recently had an opportunity to speak at a men's breakfast, and I challenged the fathers to be the example for their kids.
That's
and
right.
If your kids see that you have a lackadaisical attitude, that you don't vote, that you are constantly complaining, that you're not doing anything about it, that curse is spread on throughout a family. I think it's time for all of us to stand up. You have a right to vote. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. Your right to vote. It's too many people suffer to give you the opportunity to go vote, and then you have a lackadaisical attitude. It really disturbs me. But soon as something goes down, we want to show emotions but it's time for us to be proactive instead of reactive. And your proactivity is in the voting booth. That's where things are changing. And I'm going to try to be an educator to the process. I think people need to understand there's a process. And once you get involved in the process, that's how to get your voice heard, by your vote, because you have an opportunity to vote people in office and to vote people out of office.
Mm-hmm. Woo. I told you guys you were going to get that. I hope y'all grab that jewel out there. Now, Mr. Reed, I know you're short, you're pressed for time and everything, and I know, but well, I could talk to you all day. but what role do you think our young people are going to play in your run as mayor of Gaston County? What role in Gastonia, that is, what role do you think that they will play?
Very good question, Jay. Starting back in the year 2002, the mayor and I, Jenny Stokes, formed a mayor's youth leadership council. And what we mm-hmm. did, we reached out to the four inner-city high schools, the Howland School of Technology, Ashbrook, Hunter Hutz, and Forestview. And it was members from those schools selected to be a part of the mayor's youth leadership council. This was a group that was brought in that was taught the process of government and got them actively involved in the community with community service projects. Now, what I would like to do, and that went on, started in 2002, is still there now in 2017. What I would mm-hmm. like to do is start a young adult council. I would like to target mm-hmm. the ages of 18 to 35. And do the mm-hmm. same thing. Teach them the process of government. I also mm-hmm. would like to get their input about what they would like to see in the city of Gastonia. I heard you mention education earlier. I think mm-hmm. we're doing somewhat of a good job educating our students. But I think mm-hmm. what happens is when our students graduate, go off to college, go to grad school, go to military, we're not gaining from our investment. They're mm-hmm. not coming back to Gastonia. And one of the main reasons they're not coming back is because we don't have anything to offer them. So I think bringing them to the table, picking their brains, asking them, what can we do to make you want to live, work, and play here in Gastonia? And so I think this young adult council is going to be one plus that we can start, because to my knowledge, I don't think it's ever been done before where they have been brought in and asked their opinion about anything dealing with our city, the planning of the city, the recreation part of the city, what they would like to see in our downtown area, sports, amusement, and entertainment, and things of that nature. So I think that's a plus. I also would like to start a human relations committee to reach out to the various cultures in our community to give them an opportunity to give input, as well as a minority affairs committee. Now, those two may coincide, the human relations and minority affairs, based on the structure of it, but those are two committees right there that I think we can pull together and get an instant gratification and interest and a process movement in our city. And as the mayor, I'm willing to do those things.
Wow. You know what? I'm excited for that. I'm really excited for that because our young people are our future. Age group you named, that is very pivotal in the success for any community, anywhere. And for you to have a blueprint like that, sign me up. I want to be a part of that because I think that is something that will give us the progress that we need here in this area.
And also, Jay, I'm just not talking. I'm walking the walk. If you've been paying attention to my campaign, my campaign managers are a white couple. They're 27 years old. They're millennials. Inside of my campaign, my core committee, I have different cultures, different races, because I believe in diversity. We can't do it all as one race. I'm about the human race. And it's going to take the human race to make a difference in our city. But I'm about bringing people together on one accord to make a major difference in our city. And that's what I'm about. Even though some people try to make me out to be different, I've been recently called a racist because of a comment that was made about the makeup of our electoral body. A question was asked recently in a forum. Mr. Reed, how do you feel? Do you think the public safety department should reflect the community that it represents? I said, yes. I think our police departments, our fire departments should have different cultures to reflect the community that we serve. I said, but let me take it a step further. I also think that our elected officials should represent
the people
that they serve. Here in Gastonia, and I'm not saying this as a negative, but it is what it is. The Gastonia City Council consists of 7 white men. Our county commission, all white men. I'm not saying that as a negative. I am saying that a lot of times when we don't feel that we have representation, when we don't feel like we have a voice, that brings on the thing of the lack of trust. Nobody's concerned about me. Now, the only thing is, I'm not saying that to be elected. I'm running because I'm qualified. I'm qualified to be elected. But another thing I'm trying to point out is I'm trying to paint a picture to your listeners and our race of people. If you don't come out and support somebody that's qualified, whether it's me or whomever, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Oh, boy. Yes. Yes. Oh, y'all chew that up for a little bit. Oh, my goodness. You said something that hit home, and that is something that has to be understood. Y'all need to get out and support this brother, because I'm telling you what his vision for this area that we live in is something that needs to happen right now. It hadn't been happening in the last, oh, my goodness. How long has the last mayor been there? 8 years?
Yes.
8 years of absolutely nothing.
No, 6 years that I've been off the council. The mayor that's serving now has been there 6 years.
6 years of absolutely nothing. And we are staring right down the tunnel of nothing but prosperity and great things to come for this area when Mr. Reed take this seat, because Jay, I believe it's going to happen.
I have this planet. Walker Reed wants to raise our living standards, guide our youth to reach their full potential as productive citizens, improve public safety, and revitalize Gastonia, thus bringing in more jobs and opportunities for us all. That's my main goal. That's my main goal. And let me say this also. I'm retired,
yes,
Jay. I draw a pension monthly. My
mm-hmm.
health insurance is paid for life. So the main reason that I'm running for mayor is not for the Paul Small conversation that we're going to get, that I'm going to get. I'm doing it because the conviction was on my heart to do it. And I'm
yes.
going to be obedient to God.
That's
but
right.
I can't do it without people coming out and voting. Now, we can
That's
talk
right.
about it. We can talk about it. We can keep talking about what I have or what I have not done. But one thing about it, I stepped up to the plate. And you either want to talk about it or you want to be about it. And that's what
that's
it boils
right.
down to. If you're satisfied
right.
with the way things are now, maybe he's your man. But if you want change, I'm your man. You need to get out and vote. Early voting is going on right now.
Right
tomorrow,
now.
On Friday, the polls are open to 7 p.m. Tomorrow, they'll be up on Friday from 9 to 7. On Saturday, from 9 to 1. Next Tuesday is election day. It's game day. And the polls open at 6:30 a.m. They close at 7:30 p.m. And you have to go to your designated precinct. But if you're not registered, you can go tomorrow and Saturday. Register and vote at the Board of Elections. It's located at 410 West Franklin Boulevard, Suite 30. You can do that tomorrow and Saturday. And let me add another thing. The question
yes,
has
sir.
Been asked to me about convicted felons. If you are a convicted felon, you paid your debt to society, and you are no longer on probation, you have a right to go vote. Your right can be reinstated for you to go vote. So a lot of people are hiding behind, well, I'm a convicted felon, I can't vote. Yes, you can vote if you have done what you're supposed to do. So I'm just trying to educate people on the process.
Right.
And that's what I will continue to do.
It won't be a provisional vote, right?
No. Their vote will count.
There you go. Guys, get out here and vote. Get out here, get registered, vote. Tell everybody, your mother, brother, cousins, uncles, sisters, nephews, everybody get out here and vote, because we will not be able to get the things done if we don't get out here and put the people that can get them done in office, like this young man right here. Brother, let me leave them with one thing, Brother Reed. When they are at that their precinct, or if they're at early voting, what do you want them to think before they put your name on that dot?
What do I want them to think?
What do you want them
Was
to think?
Was that the
thinking?
Question?
Yes, sir.
If the bottom line is, if you won't change, I'm your man. That's what I want you to be thinking. And I want you also to be thinking that I'm making a difference. In the city that I live in, I'm making a city to my kids, to my family, my nieces, my nephews, because I'm telling you, if this doesn't go in the direction that I am anticipating, I can't promise you what's going to happen in the next 2 years. And I generally don't make promises. But I know what I bring to the table. And I go back as far as 1989. If any of you are familiar with the Howlin' Festival, the Boogie Crank Tournament, I was the co-founder of the Howlin' Festival, co-founder of the Boogie Crank Tournament. I've been actively involved in the community. I'm talking about 89, 90, 91. That's how far I go back, and I was elected in 1995. I served on several boards in this community. So, again, I'm fair, I'm proven, and I'm experienced, but I need your vote.
There you hear it, guys. There you hear it. Mr. Reed, I want to appreciate you. I appreciate you for coming out on the show, and you know – we're going to push go vote, go vote, go vote. And you know on this show that we walking with Walker on this show. So
I'm glad to hear that, brother. We, had, We had about 150 to show up last Saturday. We're walking to the polls to vote. I was very excited.
Sir.
I've had a get out the vote rally, great turnout, and I'm anticipating a great turnout for Election Day. I really am. And I'm calling a victory. I'm claiming the victory. So
that's right.
I just need the confirmation from the voters. But I'm claiming the victory because
I got one request from you.
Yes, sir.
After you win, I want to ride on that float in the Christmas parade with you.
they generally let us ride in the golf cart. But they let us drive golf cart so we can get up close and personal with the people at the parade. But if you want to ride in the golf cart with me, we can do that.
Hey, I'm definitely down.
Okay. But I want to thank you for this opportunity. Well, we've talked numerous times. We've talked about doing this, and I'm really honored to have this opportunity. And I appreciate you reaching out to me. Looking forward to another lunch. So we can talk some more, but then again, when I'm elected, I think we need to continue this network and this dialogue because I need your help as far as putting out what I'm willing to do and what I'm trying to do.
Well, you got it from me, whatever you need. I told you I'm down with the progress that you're trying to put out there, and I'm really for everything that you are trying to bring to the community. So I appreciate you, man, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for stepping out there and doing what you're doing.
And those of you that don't know me, Jay.
Go ahead.
All right, my website. Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we still on. Go ahead.
Okay, all right, my website. Those of you that don't know me, go to www.walkerreedformayor.com. Anything you want to know about me. It's on that website. Thank you very much again for this opportunity. Have a great day, my brother.
Thank you, brother. And I appreciate it, and I'll reach out to you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All
right. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, I'm telling you, you got to get out there and vote. It's so important. It's so important that we get out there and vote. We can change so many things that's going on in our community. We can change the way our schools are structured, the way that they choose teachers to come into the classrooms. We got teachers that are not getting treated right, and that's what we need to stop. And only way we can get those things stopped is if we start putting those who have the voice, who have the power, who have the means into the places that they can make it happen. And that's that only happens if you go vote. You got to exercise your right to vote. I don't understand people who says that their vote doesn't count. Well, of course it doesn't if you're sitting at home. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. So you guys need to get out there and vote. And I promise you, we will see so many wonderful things. Right people in office that needs to be in office that's going to understand what the communities, not only the black community, but every community, green, blue, brown, purple, whatever color you want to name. We got to get those people out there that's going to stand for people, not color. And that's what's been going on, and that's why the city of Gastonia is in the shape that it is in right now, because we don't have that diversity that needs to be in the forefront. Number to call is 347-945-7405. I'm telling you guys, you're definitely live in a day with Jay.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy, D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Oh. Miguel operando lábios sais. Numa canoa astral de tempos ancestrais. Me vi de perto, nu como um deserto. Errante navegante num mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in a Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, if you are just joining us, you can go back and listen to the show on demand for free. Just go to the website, just Google Live in the Day with Jay, and it'll take you to the website, and you can listen to the show on demand for free. You can listen to any show on demand for free. So I advise you guys to go back and listen to some of the great shows that we've had on here. And definitely check out the show title, Walking with Walker. That's today's show. Got a lot of things that we need to talk about in the next few shows, next few weeks. We're going to have our countdown to Morgan Freeman. Can't wait to be able to speak to Morgan Freeman. So we're going to have a countdown to that. I'll start next week and start telling you guys how our progress is going with, getting Morgan on the show again. And we will definitely keep you updated with that. Also, I will keep you updated with the 5th Annual Independent Artist Festival. It's happening this year. It will happen before the year's out. And we are still planning for a couple of locations. I'll have that for you before Thanksgiving, I promise you. And you will be able to keep up with what's going on with the 5th Annual Independent Artist Festival. And hopefully Tuesday we will be live at the campaign headquarters of Walker Reed, and as he bring in this victory and become Gastonia's new mayor. And, you know, it won't happen unless you guys get out and vote. You have to get out and vote, exercise your right to vote. I'm telling you, it's just ridiculous to me that you wouldn't, especially in the state that we are living in right now. There's just too many negative things going on. And as I told you before, you know, going out and vote can get us on the right path educationally, financially, you know, and it can help our communities grow in ways that we don't even know that they can grow yet. And not only that, it will get our young people, give our young people a chance to show what they're made of and to get them on the right path, because I'm telling you, they're going to finish this for us anyway. So if we arm them with knowledge and discipline, then they'll be able to combat some of the hard things that they are faced with ahead. And I'm telling you, they got some hard things. But if we are not giving them the knowledge and discipline that they need and deserve, then they're going to deal with a lot of negativity in their life, and we're setting them up for failure. Be able to deal with some of the struggles that a lot of people are dealing with right now. But my biggest pet peeve is the education system. And we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. I promise you it's going to be fire, because I'm probably going to step on some toes, but it's okay. We'll do that. I do that best on this show. Also, I want you guys to, real quick, I'd like to thank Little Rock, Arkansas. Tacoma, Washington, Bakersfield, California, Philly, South Philly, Chicago, 999 AM. Thank you guys for continuing to check out the show and support it and play it. I really appreciate it. All those emails, I appreciate the love that you guys show this show. I'm going to really soon look into start coming to some of these places and doing live shows there. So maybe we can look at some of the things. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. I just appreciate you guys supporting the show so many ways. In Tallahassee, Florida, can't forget you guys. I really appreciate you guys supporting the show in so many ways, and you know, just giving it a chance. So you guys definitely need to continue to check out the show. Check it out. We're on iHeartRadio. You guys can go on iHeartRadio, look up any show, and you can actually listen to the shows on iHeartRadio. You can actually catch some of the shows streaming on iHeartRadio. So I promise you, you will be thoroughly entertained with every show that we're able to give you. So I say to you guys, I appreciate each and everything that you do. I appreciate the followers for definitely continuing to stick with me. I got followers that have been with me since 2009, since I started this show. And I think that's absolutely wonderful. So I appreciate you. I love you guys. And I do this show for you, because I know that there's not many platforms out there that can get the stories out that we do on this show. And I want to give you the chance to get what your story is to the people that matters, that's going to stand behind you. Thank you to show us you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be doing this show. So I want to thank you guys. I want to thank my guest today, Walker Reed, mayoral candidate Walker Reed for Gastonia, North Carolina. Thank you. Guys, get out and vote. I'm telling you, it's very important. I want to thank all the listeners that continue to check out the show.
And you guys, I do get those emails, and I see you in the chat rooms, and I just can't answer all your questions. I can't talk to you all the time because I got 15 different things going on here. But you know what? We're going to make time to just really, really talk to the listeners. You guys know that you can call anytime, but I just didn't have the phone lines open today. So thank you guys. And as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God is in me each and every day. So without further ado, guys, definitely check out the show tomorrow. It's been live with Jay.